back to double engine and sync song.
Yeah.
Meaning, obviously,
Kerala. Sir, how did you like the how was the dialogues?
Dialogues are good. See, I basically see the thing as a mix engineer. I don't have to look at whether it is a sync sound, whether it is a dub sound.
Yeah.
My perception is to the dialogue has to be heard.
Clean.
As a dialogue has to be heard and it has to be cleaned and it has to hit the ear. I mean, it has to clearly reach the ear. Otherwise, the story won't communicate.
Sir, there's a lot of Malayalam. How much of Malayalam is in my sync sound right now?
Sync sound is more than 35% is sync sound.
So, and in spite of that, they sound good in single screens too?
Yeah.
Meaning, are the theaters very much in line with the sync output?
Why the sync sound doesn't sound proper in a theater is only because of the mixing issue.
Okay.
The mix engineer has to understand this is how it will be translated in a theater.
Okay.
Because every small mixing studios and what the relation between a mixing studio and a public theater is, it is like multiples. It will be 10. If you are sitting in a theater, a public theater will be 10 times the size of this or 20 times the size of that. So you have to keep that in mind. Okay. So that latitude play you have to do. That is what the experience makes you. And constantly you have to always watch films in the theater.
Yeah.
That is one most important thing. Unless and until you go to the theater and watch films, you will not understand how it is getting translated there.
Yeah.
Because you will be thinking, okay, I'm always right. But that right is not there.
Yeah.
There is no right and wrong in cinema. There is no right and wrong in cinema. One day we were all talking about jump cuts is an error. Now jump cuts is a part of the creativity.
Yeah.
Few questions.
Yeah, please.
What do you think about the edit, the performances, and
the music?
See, performance.
Locations.
Performance, let me. Very natural actors. I mean, that is something which I just wanted to ask Rohit very clearly. How did you choose these actors? I mean, it is like very surprising because you cannot replace one by another.
Yeah.
So that means they are the most apt people. And we were always talking about cinematography and visual.
Yeah, yeah, performances.
I mean, it's like wonderful visuals. Like so raw, I mean, so genuine shots.
Yeah.
Even though you are playing with long shots and mid-long and everything, it looks so stunning because the location, the selection is very good.
The village is the Leeds village.
Oh, okay.
That kid is
so real situation.
And me and Sessi, we have always been meaning to make a cowboy film.
Oh,
so this was our first attempt at landscape, horses, but the landscape is still very best.
But it's very, it worked very well. And as Vivek's part and everything. See, the thing is, everything fits into the film.
Yeah.
It is like nothing is standing out.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The moment something stands out, that means it is not fitting in.
Yeah. Correct.
So that is what. So it fits perfectly to the
film. Moment it's not fitting, it's not a good mix.
Yeah, that is what. It is not a good mix.
Yeah.
So it should, everything is set into the film. I mean, that is what. I mean, it is like, you don't feel like you should take this out or is the cut is what. No, it is not. It's perfect. It is like how you cook an avial. It has to be. It has to be there. It has not to be there. But that is what.
It's the right amount. Sir, you worked on another couple of Vivek's films.
Yeah.
How do you think this sound or this music is different from that? Like,
no. So the thing is, you cannot compare one film with the other film because the genre of the film is different. Yeah. The culture of the film is different. And the people in the film is different. Yeah, of course, correct. So it is like, so you cannot compare this film because we work for Broche. Broche was a completely different trip.
Correct.
It's actually a different trip. So you cannot compare. I mean, and straight away you cannot compare how was Broche and you cannot compare. Because Vivek has delivered what this film demanded.
Correct. Okay, one last thing. Tell us anything about Lijo, since you've worked with him.
I worked with him for a couple of films. He's very eccentric.
Okay.
That is one thing. And he doesn't compromise on anything.
Okay.
So that is why his films release is not announced.
Oh, okay.
The film releases will not be announced. Unless and until it is complete.
How is that luxury possible?
It is possible.
Is it because...
I'll tell you the same thing. This applies to Maniraktam sir also.
Okay.
He will not announce the date unless and everything is set.
Okay.
Because once everything is set and then you are announced the date, what will happen is then you are always struggling to get it. If you want to change, there is no time.
Yeah.
So that is the thing. See, this really, there will be a tentative release only, not fixed.
Okay,
maybe we can some, but that tentative also something around 4 months away.
Does he make this deal with the producers?
Yeah, definitely. He will make the deal.
Meaning, is it because his films have that critical acclaim, yeah, this yeah, luxury yeah, is given
yeah,
to him?
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
Yeah. He uses it. It doesn't mean that, okay, fine. It is unending. No. Because you need to do a lot of edit changes.
Yeah.
Sometimes the music is not working. Sometimes the mix is not working. Sometimes the scene, sometimes it will not work. I mean, it's like there are a lot of post changes you make.
Yeah.
For that, you need to break and rethink. So that is what. So he takes that luxury. So which is good. That way, it is very good. So he doesn't compromise that. You know, he doesn't compromise on the quality of the film. And he works with a set team who are like very comfortable with him.
Okay.
So that is what.
Do any of the big stars in Malayalam do sing song?
Yeah, yeah, Mammukka.
They do it.
Fahad Fasil?
Regularly.
Yeah, yeah, regularly.
Okay.
Prithviraj. Now that is slowly becoming a trend because reacting is an impossible case. Because most of the cases, I'll tell you one thing. The advantage of sing sound is, okay, even though, okay, it is like a little expensive to control the location and everything. But the performance you are getting from the location that you will never get a studio. Yeah. In a studio. Because to the studio, they are coming from a different location.
Yeah.
They are out of the film. They are out of the film for almost 1.5 months. They are completely out of the film.
And they come to a nice studio. So it's an AC room.
And no, they are in a comfortable world.
Mm. Yeah.
They are coming to a comfortable world. That is not the stage when you are in a location.
Mm-hmm.
Because you, as an artist, you are in the discomfort level on in this. So that performance level is, you cannot reenact in a
studio. Meaning of the Malayalam actors, of the people you've worked with, who do you think is really fantastic with dubbing? Meaning you can almost recreate that effect.
Mohanlal.
Okay.
No doubt. He's like master. Like within 10 minutes he's into the film.
Okay.
10 minutes. And every take is like pakka.
Okay.
There's no retake. Because he comes back to the film. He immediately comes back.
Okay.
That only he can do.
Okay.
And then it is Prithviraj. Prithviraj also. Very good. That way. In dubbing.
Dubbing.
But I always love to. Okay, even though, there will be some lines you won't hear. You don't have to hear.
Yeah.
I mean, when we talk, are we listening to every line? No.
No.
What is to be heard will be heard.
Nah, even when an actor is performing, sometimes when they stammer a little, yeah. I say, don't worry.
Yeah.
That's realistic.
That is realistic.
You can't talk clean all the time.
No, you cannot do that.
Yeah.
I mean, too clean. That is what sometimes me and Vivek, you used to tell. Too much of melodyne in the voice makes things very bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, is it programmed? Yeah. The song look, the singing looks programmed.
It's not human.
Yeah. So why we always talk about 80s, 90s songs, Rajasa song,
yeah,
or the Kotigaru songs and everything. Why it's sounding good? Because there is something called a human touch in it. There's
a human. Was telling that last night.
There's a human touch there. That human touch is gone now. Yeah. Everything is quantized. Too quantized.
We are hoping this will be a comeback to human touch.
Yeah. Definitely. I mean, more than that, I'll tell you that this artist, all the people who performed in this film, they will be noticed. Where do you get this guy from? That definitely.
Yeah, I'm already getting those inquiries.
Definitely. Because you cannot replace one by the other.
Yeah. Okay. That's a wrap. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.